NKST Mission Retreat Media presents the Gospel, God's Power to Save All Who Believe. This was the opening charge by Justice Yohime Nwande at the NKST Mission Retreat Camp 2021. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
It's you that I see. Praise the Lord. We give thanks to the Almighty God for bringing us to this day. The day appeared far at the time you started planning for this camp. And by God's grace, we are here in the day today. We appreciate Him. We thank the resident pastor who is here with us and who has welcomed us to this venue. We thank God for the venue. It has become one of our places here in town. Some 2 or 3 years back, we had our national conference here, and we actually enjoyed the conference. We thank God for making the place available to us whenever we have need of it. May God continue to bless NKS Team Car West and make them progress in doing God's work. I welcome the leaders, leadership members that are here with us. We have our father and uncle, Professor D.V. Uza, who is here with his wife. We have Engineer Chia and your youth coordinator, Gabriel Pilaku, who are all here to see how God will deal with us in this camp. We thank God for His mercies. I wish on behalf of the NKST Mission Retreat, the parent body, to welcome all of you to this camp meeting. You are all welcome in Jesus' name. Amen. I am sure that all of you know that you are here for a purpose. You didn't come just to see one another and enjoy the fellowship of your fellow brothers and sisters. You are here expecting something from the Lord, and God will surely meet your needs if you are expecting. So all of us should be expectant, knowing that God has called us here for a purpose. He cannot call us to come and waste our time here, and therefore be assured that you are in the presence of God, and God is going to meet your demands. I wish to assure you also that this youth camp that you are hosting, having today, is very important in training you so that you will mature as Christians and arrows in God's quiver. God has been making use of many of you in this place before. He wants to train you so that He can use you further and better. Wish to let you know that you are the engine of NKST Mission Retreat, the engine of this ministry. Without you, we cannot move. So God is interested in you, He's interested in your lives, and He's interested in ensuring that you live and work for Him. So we are here once again to continue with the training that we have been going on to prepare you for God's work before. When we go out to evangelize any locality or any environment, you are the ones we use. Some of us, when we go out to the field, we cannot trek or go to those places that you go because of age. We cannot be very effective, even if we want to. That's why the Bible tells us that it's good to bear the yoke while you are young. So as you are bearing the yoke and doing God's work, just be prepared that you will train yourself and make yourself available for God's use. I wish you to take care of yourself. Just let, like, as Paul advised Timothy, let no one despise you because of your youth, but rather make yourself available for God to use as his instrument at this time in the history of creation. Now, when Paul was writing to Timothy again, he said, there are many vessels in God's house. Many vessels. God will use you in the way that you want him to use you if you prepare yourself. Some vessels are for honor, some for dishonor. It's my prayer that God will help you so that all of you will be vessels of honor, so that God will use you and achieve greatness here on earth. I just wish to say that as you are here in the camp, make sure that you allow the Holy Spirit of God to take control of you. We are told to shoot the arrows. Very soon somebody will be talking to us on the topic. But I just want to advise that these arrows have to be shot at the direction of God himself. When Jesus trained the disciples, after 3.5 years, and he was going back to his father, he told the disciples not to move out of the camp not to move out of Jerusalem until they had received the Holy Spirit. And as we are here, we are expecting the Holy Spirit to direct us. If God has helped you to achieve one thing or the other, continue to rely on the Holy Spirit. He's the one to direct us to shoot. If you just shoot them anyhow, you may injure your neighbor or your friend. But if you are shooting at the direction of God, you will achieve success, and you will achieve the purpose for which God wants you to shoot. Where the text is taken, we know that Elisha placed his hand on the hand of the king before he asked him to shoot. We need that blessing of the hand of God in the work we are doing. If we just decide to go and use our initiative, that we have been doing it before, so we do it again the way we have been doing, it may not work out properly for us. And so allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Allow the Holy Spirit to direct you in that which God wants you to do, so that you will not mess up God's work. And as I said earlier, that you need to prepare yourself as a vessel for which God will use. Make sure you don't allow the enemy to mess you up. God can only use clean vessels. If the vessel is dirty, he cannot use you. He will keep you aside and use those vessels that are ready. So as you move on, as you receive training, as you receive the word of God, be assured that you are the church of God for some few years to come. You will be elders in the church. You will be pastors in the church. You will be the one carrying out the entire work of God. So God is using this opportunity to train you so that you will occupy those positions properly and you will train others for him. It's my prayer that the Almighty God will be with us in this camp. He will enrich you. He will demonstrate his presence with you while you are here. And as you leave the place, you will be properly equipped and strengthened to continue to do God's work. I wanted to be here in this camp throughout the period. But unfortunately for me, a colleague that has retired like me asked me to share an occasion for him tomorrow. And at the time he asked me, I wasn't sure of this date, so I accepted. And the occasion will come up tomorrow in Makodi at 10 o'clock. So I will not be here in the morning tomorrow. I have to go and attend to that occasion before I know what again to do. It's my prayer that the Almighty God will continue with you. He will bless you as you seek His face in this place. And it's, as I said, a desire that the Almighty God will continue to train you for the purpose. I also wish to bring greetings to all of you from our paramount ruler, the Toti, whom we had occasion to visit and appreciate when we went out on evangelism in February this year. He played a prominent role amongst us. He sent his chaplain, who was with us and assisted us in that program. And so we found time to be with him, and he expresses his appreciation for the work God is doing through us. And he expressed the desire that whenever he has a need of asking people to assist him in evangelizing any area within our land, he will call on us to come to his assistance so that we go and evangelize wherever he has to do so. So be ready. Don't mess up yourself so that whenever God has need of you, we can call on you and you will join us, and by God's grace, we will do his work in that particular environment. So I thank you. Enjoy the presence of God. Enjoy the presence of each other. And may God bless us all. Thank you.